بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. بعد، how y'all doing?
Yeah, good.
Good, huh? Tired? No? Ready to rock and roll? All right. In case you haven't noticed, I'm not from this area. All right. But I will say this much, that I was sitting over there, and everything that Hamza was saying, right, it is not something that just applies to, let's say, the UK. You know, when we were talking about mentioning organizations, when I give the same question in the United States, it's the same answer. You have your opinion? Sapiens. So what I've been brought in to do is actually, maybe some people would say this would be the hardest part. I would think it's the easiest part, and I'll tell you why. I have this issue. Any doctors in the audience, they might be able to help me with this issue. Any doctors? Don't worry, I won't ask you for money just yet. No doctors. One doctor, two. Okay, and three is two doctors. Anyway, so the issue is, and maybe y'all doctors can help me out, it's called chronic optimism. Have you heard of it? See, the thing is, when I see a community like this, and I see Muslims that have come out, that they've come out for what? They've come out to hopefully be inspired to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for a love of the cause of Islam. Because perhaps they thought that, look, the month of Ramadan is six or seven or eight days away. I want to do something to spiritually empower myself. And one of the functions of us being here is to give you that empowerment. And there's one way that you can empower yourself right now. And that's what Hamza was kind of drilling home, I hope. And that is to support Sapiens Institute. I'm going to be very blunt. We need your support. And this opportunity is not given to everyone. Is this all the Muslims in Cardiff? Is this everything? Everyone? All the Muslims? No, right? So what that means is, what I see, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala handpicked each and every single one of you to be sitting here right now, to be listening for a reason. And that reason, inshallah, is that you can support us financially, bi'idhnillah. And just to kind of hammer this home, because I know we sometimes speak about, you know, fundraising and things like that. How many people here, let me put this a different way. Who is the most truthful person to walk the face of this earth? Someone said the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, right? Well, do we all agree on that? Is that ijma' on that? Yes? I can't really hear you all. Yes, all right. See, I go to different places in the world, and I get to get audience feedback, right? Because as Americans, we're very obnoxious. So we actually want that feedback. I don't know why. Maybe it's an ego thing. So who is the most truthful human being to walk the face of this planet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right? Okay. If the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes a statement, would it be true? It would be true. Okay, let me give you one of those statements. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and now remember, it's very easy to say, yes, the Prophet ﷺ made a statement, I believe it. The Prophet ﷺ says, مَا نَقَسَ مَالٌ مِّن صَدَقَةٍ. Your wealth will not decrease when you give sadaqah. Is this a true statement? Okay, very easy on the tongue. But what we want to see has it really penetrated the heart? And by the way, I don't mean when we see, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about as an introspection. Don't take this the wrong way. I know we've gotten into some issues with that. As an introspection, what I'd like to do right now is I'd like to say, is there anyone that can support Sapiens with a donation of £10,000? And this is something that you deposit in the hands of Allah. And inshallah, one of the things that we've committed to is that we will deduct this amount in Ramadan. So we wait until the start of Ramadan, so you get the barakah of donating in Ramadan. Because we know the month is coming. Can anyone do 10,000 pounds for the sake of Allah you deposit tonight? That you've heard what the cause is, you've heard what the need is, that you understand that Allah has chosen you. Anyone that can do 10,000?
Yeah.
No, not one person. Huh? All right. Can anyone do 5,000? I'll cut it down very quick because I know we have to pray Isha soon. Anyone that can do 5,000, you've got Imran, you've got a few people out there. Actually, you've got two Imrans that have the forms. Even if you don't want to raise your hands, just call them over, inshallah. 5,000. Can I tell you something about my family? Is that okay? Can I share that with you? So I have my second born. He's the one that's, how do I put this? Animated. That's a nice way of putting it. In other words, he's the one that gets into trouble all the time. So he comes to me one day and he says, Baba, I want to give all my money for the sake of Allah. I want to give it all in sadaqah. Now this troublemaker, when he says this, how do you think I feel? I feel good, right? Like this guy is always getting in trouble. I'm like trying to wake him up for salah. It's like, he's like impossible. But now he comes, he says, I want to give all my money for sadaqah. I want to give it all for the sake of Allah. And I get happy. I'm elated. I say, yes, that's wonderful. And then he gives me the reasoning. He says, because when I give all my money for sadaqah, Allah will give me more. Allahu Akbar. This is, as a father, if you have a troublemaking child, this will take you to cloud nine. Okay? So he says, and when Allah gives me more, I'm going to give all of that for the sake of Allah. And Allah will give me more. So now I'm getting happier. He says, and when Allah gives me more, I'm going to give all of that for the sake of Allah. Okay, so now my mood is getting happier and happier and happier. And he keeps saying it. And when Allah gives me more, I'm going to give all of that for the sake of Allah. And when he gives me more, I'm going to give all that for the sake of Allah. And he gives me more, I'll give all that for the sake of Allah. And when he gives me more, I'll buy an iPad. I was like, oh, that's where this was going, right? But I got to say, that's some good financial planning. Allah will not decrease your wealth with whatever you give. In fact, Allah asks you for that which He has given you to give before you're in a state that you pass away. None of us know how long we're going to be on this earth. My parents recently passed away. Allah yarhamhuma. And it was something that, for my mother, it was expected. She had stage 4 cancer. But for my father, it was totally unexpected. We just got a random call. I was sitting in a restaurant. And, you know, the voice on the other line was cracking and crying and saying, your father, he's not with us anymore. And for me, I couldn't process that immediately. Because I was like, look, I just spoke to him this morning. I just had a conversation with him. We were speaking about how we're going to finance Umrah in the next few months. And that was it. And when I actually flew, because he was living in Maryland with my sister, I asked him, I said, what was his last, how did he spend his last few hours? What happened? He said he came upstairs. He prayed Asr with us. He played with the kids. He said, I'm a bit tired. Went downstairs, went to sleep. And that was it. We don't know the length of this life. And so if there's an opportunity to give, we need to take that opportunity.
Let's pray Salah. The Adhan's going to go. We pray Salah and we're going to be here for Q&A. May Allah bless every single one of you. Jazakallah for attending. I hope it's been moving, inspiring and thought-provoking. And we could unpack more stuff during the Q&A. Tamam? Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.